Hi, I'm Pastor Torrin Brooks, and welcome to Faith Christian Church. So glad you decided to join us today. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking through God's Word and finding ways for it to apply to our lives today. Hope you enjoy this morning's sermon. And if you'll let me, just for a few moments, I want to talk about that this morning, about not being ashamed. Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 and 25 give an adequate picture of what life was like in the Garden of Eden when God created the heavens and the earth. Now, just so we're on this side point, and just so you know where I stand on this, and just so that the world out there that may watch on the internet or TV understands this very clearly, I believe God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. I can't tell you how he did it, except that the Bible gives me a couple of clues. One, he spoke, and two, it happened. Hallelujah. There you go. I don't know how mountains formed, and I don't know how the earth twisted, and I don't know how the lakes just appeared, and I don't know how the birds and the animals were created. I can't tell you how all that was done. All I know is he spoke and it happened, and then when he came to you and me, he didn't speak. He reached down with his hands and formed us into his likeness. And then he said, it's very good. You're very good. And he placed them in the garden, and the Bible says in verse 25 that they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now, for a moment, I want you to forget about the naked part, because that has no bearing at all. Well, Pastor, what do you mean it has no bearing? God could have created Adam and Eve and put clothes on them, and they still would have not been ashamed. Oh, you're not hearing me this morning. They still would have been ashamed. There was nothing to be ashamed about. They were created to live in the presence of a holy God, to walk with God in the garden in the cool of the day, to talk with God and never be afraid at the voice that later on, when Moses is at the mountain, the very voice that shakes the mountain, hello? The very voice that shakes the mountain and causes all the children of Israel to say, please, Moses, please don't let God talk to us again. It's scary. That's what they said. When God spoke from the mountain and gave the people the Ten Commandments, told them what they were to do, the people quivered, and Moses said, please don't let God talk to us again. We're terrified. He speaks and the mountain shakes. Don't let that happen. Same God, except this is a man and his wife. This is Adam and Eve, and they are not ashamed. God created you to live a life not ashamed. I want you to think about that for just a minute. When God created you, you know, when you were 2 weeks old, you were not ashamed of who your parents were. Hello? When we come out and into this world, we're not ashamed. Can I tell you what happens? What happens is when we are presented with a choice to stay not ashamed or to choose whatever pleasure we want other than God, when we break that covenant with God, when we break and we sin and we rebel against God's plan for our perfect life, guess what? Bible says when Adam and Eve sinned, they suddenly had their eyes open and they were ashamed. God never wanted you to wake up in the morning feeling ashamed of anything. Can I tell you, it probably pleased the devil to some great extent to have the creation of God. By the way, the very good creation of God. Did I mention that already? When God made you, he said you were very good. We'll get back to that in just a minute. To have the very good creation of God hiding and cowering in the bushes because the choice they made was in direct violation of the law God had presented to them. You would think they only got one law. Can you imagine if you were to go to Adam and Eve and drop the textbook of Vermont law and say, Adam and Eve, welcome to the garden in Vermont. I won't tell you what part of Vermont the garden is in, but it can't be in the northern part. It's too cold up there. It's got to be in southern Vermont. Don't laugh. That's funny. That's funny. I had some guy ask me the other day. He goes, you're not from around here, are you? I said, sure am. I live right here in southern Vermont. Where God lives. He said, are you sure? Absolutely, because he lives right here. And where I am, he is. And if I'm in southern Vermont, God, God is there. I don't want to say that. But listen, God never intended for that kind of shame to enter the world. You know one of the worst things you can say to your kids is that you're ashamed of them? It's one of the harshest things. God created them not ashamed in that garden, that wonderful, wonderful place where they were at. But sin entered. The devil just loves people who cower from God when they should know that they're God's own children. You know, when my kids do something wrong, the last place they should feel afraid to come to is to me. We live in a society that says if you feel shame, you ought to run and hide in a hole somewhere. Do something to yourself so that you'll remove yourself from society. No. God never intended that to be like that. When we find Adam and Eve in the picture, Satan has come in the form of a serpent, he's tempted Eve to eat the fruit. I won't have to tell you what kind of a jerk her husband was, Adam, who stood right beside her and watched her do it all. How do you can prove that, Pastor? Well, if you'd come to Wednesday night Bible study, you had already heard this discussion. But for those of you who won't come out, I'll fill you in. The fact is because after she eats, she turns and hands it to Adam, who's standing right there. And he eats the fruit too. Their eyes are open. They see that they're naked and they become ashamed. Not just of the fact they don't have any clothes on, because there ain't nothing that's got clothes on in the garden, by the way. Just so you know that. There's no animals. No little dogs wearing sweaters in the Garden of Eden. I'm not going to pick on you if you put sweaters on your dog. I will only say that was BGMC money you could have given to the Lord. Don't shave your dog's hair off if you want him to be warm in the winter. Just kidding. Yeah, calm down. Then they covered themselves with whatever they could find, and they hid. Says they knew they were naked, they sewed fig leaves together, made for themselves coverings, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Verse 9 says, and the Lord called to Adam and said to him, where are you? He said, when I heard your voice in the garden, I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. Right there he goes into God goes into disciplining him, disciplines the serpent, disciplines the woman, disciplines the man. There are three observations that I made from this, and I want to share them with you today. One is this: God never intended for you to be ashamed of yourself. I think Brother Kevin did a great job when he preached at the first of the year, talking about the value of a soul. Can I tell you that when God made you, he made you very good. When God created you, and by the way, I love the fact that David says God still forms people in their mother's womb. Do you know what that means? That means the creator of the universe takes an interest in how you're formed. Well, what about all these birth defects, Pastor? What about all these issues that children are born with? Just because a child may have a physical deformity doesn't mean they're not special. Can I take just another moment to ride this soapbox really high in the fact that all life that's born is special? And although the genetic testing that's done pre-birth is to determine whether or not a mother should consider, oh, listen, always life is more better than death. And I'm telling you, this nation will never be free of the curse until it starts promoting life over death. God formed you. The Bible says that in your mother's womb, He created you. He formed you. Jeremiah says, before you were born, I had a purpose and a plan for you. Do you know you were born with a purpose for God? And God has never given up on you. The problem is we give up on us. We think we've done so much and done so horrible that we can't ever go back to a place where God can use us. Can I set you free this morning? God tells Isaiah to tell the people, I don't care how deep the stain of your sin, I don't care how dark the stain of your sin, God says in Isaiah chapter 1, I can forgive it. I can make it as white as wool, as white as snow. God can take everything that makes you ashamed and make you into being a person that's not ashamed. As soon as Adam saw he was naked, he said, ah, I messed up. And it's not because he was naked. It was because he rebelled and disobeyed God. He broke the one rule. You would think he'd be able to follow one rule. He couldn't even follow one. Which makes you wonder why God put 10 in a bunch in the later chapter, you know? They couldn't follow one. How are they going to follow all those rules, you know? But the point is, he said, listen, you're beautiful and I love you just the way you are. Let me use you. Let me do something with you. Let me make you get to a point where you're not ashamed of you anymore. Listen, there have been times I've dealt with teenagers who said, man, I've smoked so much pot and I've drunk so much alcohol and I've done some other drugs. How can God ever use me? And he says, well, just let him. God can forgive all that. Well, you don't know what kind of life I've been through. I've been through this and I've been through that. I've been hurt. I've been abused. God doesn't want damaged goods. God still says you are very good and I love you. The church has to get to a point where we're not ashamed anymore of who God made us. Let me tell you something. If it hadn't been for the trials I went through in my life, I would not be the man I am today. I didn't like the army. They were mean to me. Mean to me. I hope they'll watch this on TV later. Mean people. I'm not pointing at you, Linda. I'm pointing at the camera. They were mean to me. It wasn't a fun time in my life. I was away from my wife and my newborn baby daughter so much, I missed out on the first 3 years of her life. And yet later on, I became to appreciate my children more when I did get to spend time with them. The things and the sufferings and the trials you go through to build your character and to let you know God can bring you from wherever you are to where He wants you to be because of His grace and mercy. You don't have to be ashamed of who you are. Paul says later on, he goes, I was the chief of sinners. And he gives a list of all the things he had done wrong. And yet he says, and God still loved me. We got to get back to the point where we're not ashamed of ourselves. I am currently 44 and a half pounds overweight, according to Army regulation standards. Those mean people. And yet God loves me. I don't care where you've come from today. God loves you. And He has made you and formed you. And He still has a plan for you. You can no longer be ashamed of who you are. Let God forgive you of the shame you feel about what you've done and bring you back to that place like he had Adam and Eve in the garden where they weren't ashamed anymore. Second of all, I find something even more terrifying than them being ashamed of themselves is they were ashamed of each other. Pastor, you're not going to go into marital spats, are you? Because we don't want to go there this morning. No, but I'll tell you what, there is no place you find more shame in the church today is when somebody goes, oh, you go to that church? No. The body of Christ today is so sad that sometimes when we see each other out in public, we don't even acknowledge each other because of where we're at. Can I tell you something? God did not call you and I to be a part of the body of Christ to be ashamed of one another. The moment sin started going rampant or problems happened in the garden, Adam and Eve started blaming each other before they could breathe straight. You heard her? Wasn't me, it's the woman. Wasn't me, it was the snake. Snake goes, there's nobody left. What do I do? There's an ant. It was the ant. You know, the snake couldn't do anything about it. You think that's, I know that's really funny. I'd laugh too, But the problem is, church conflict comes up. Well, if the pastor would preach less and the singer would sing less songs and the people would do, oh, we could get out of here by 12:30. Glory to God. Or so-and-so had caught that sooner, or so-and-so had found that sooner. We wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. We could have been through all this. It's so-and-so's fault. It's so-and-so's fault. Ashamed to be around one another. God did not call us to be in a place where we're ashamed of one another. Where, you know, I get in trouble quite a bit because of the people I hang out with. But I'm not ashamed of them. When I used to youth pastor, and the police would come by and say, did I see so-and-so riding around in your car? Yeah. You know that kid? Why would you spend any time with him? I'm not ashamed of him. He's my friend. Can I tell you that love in a church is never going to grow stronger as long as we're ashamed of each other? The connectivity between churches here or across the river, down south or up, down south or up north, you realize that a lot of times if we're ashamed of each other, God can never use us. You know, it's Adam and Eve, and we could talk about homes, because I could tell you what, I've known a lot of husbands and wives that were ashamed of each other. But I want to talk about the body of Christ today, because we're all part of the family of God. We all have a purpose in the family of God. How would my pinky feel if I said, I don't like you anymore. Go over there. Shame to my pinky, and we'll cover it up. That pinky doesn't go here anymore. Got it hidden. Covered up. Shaking hands with people. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, come on, we do that with people in our own church. So you can hit the door the fastest so we don't have to say hi. God created us with more love than that, folks. And I'm going to tell you something. Until we get over that barrier, we're going to be in trouble. Do you know God wants this church to heal? And it heals when we're not ashamed. When we're not ashamed of each other. When you see somebody that goes to church here, maybe they haven't come in a while, just say hi. You'd be surprised how many people at Walmart will just step back when you say hi to them. I mean, well, don't get up real close and say hi. Or make sure you've brushed your teeth before you say hi. But you don't want to say, hi, how are you? To share the love of God with people, to not be ashamed of them. We're in this together, you know. And we can be strength to one another if we're not ashamed of one another. I'm going to say that again until one of you believes me. said, we can really be strong together if we won't be ashamed of one another. There's great strength in this house. We put aside our differences because we are all different. I doubt there's a single person in here that's exactly 44 and a half pounds overweight. But I'm telling you, God has made us all special. And he's put us together specially. We can't be ashamed of each other. Finally, one of the most horrible things in this Bible said that when Adam and Eve heard the voice of God, heard the noise of God walking in the garden, they ran and hid. They were ashamed of him. How could you grow up living in a garden, talking daily with God, and as soon as you hear his voice, after one bite of a fruit, run for your life? We've been trained to do that, you know. When we sin, we've been trained to run away, run and hide, run and cower. Can I tell you, God never intended us to do that either. Do you know all through the New Testament, the Bible says stuff like this? When you sin against your brother, drop what you're doing and go work that problem out. What? Because most of us, when we make somebody else mad, it's like, I'm not calling them for a week. I got to give them time to cool down. Jesus is saying stuff like, if someone offends you, don't wait. Run, go fix that. Because why would you want to keep carrying the burden when you can fix that? And you know what happens? Most times somebody will mess up, and you know where the last place they'll go is? Church. Because they're ashamed. Can I tell you, this is a place where no matter what you've done, you should be able to come through those doors and find healing and grace and mercy right down here at these altars. Because God didn't call us to live in sin. He called us to come out. Come out of that. Live a life where you're not ashamed. I love these guys. I told you earlier, these sports players who are standing up and saying, my talents, my gifts, my abilities are all because of Jesus Christ. Thank God for those guys. I don't have that kind of TV presence. I don't have that kind of TV audience. Yet these guys are saying, listen, there's a God out there in heaven who loves you, and he loved me, and he gave me a gift, and I'm sharing it with you. And I'm trying to live the best way I can. With God's help, I'm going to live a righteous life. Yet most of us, when God has talked about at work, or God has talked about the water cooler, or God has talked about a family reunions, I love you. I'm just being real with you. We go back to that ashamed bit. Now, maybe some of us have a right to be ashamed because we live like the devil when we're around our families. Maybe we cut up with the guys and make the same jokes they do when we're at work. Or maybe we don't stand the way we should when we're standing in public. When the question is asked, do you believe in God? It's either fight or flight most times. But it should be, yes. Yes, I do. This world is looking for people that are not ashamed. Paul is later going to put it in one of his books this way. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it's the power of God and the salvation for anyone who believes. You know, so it's a hard thing to live a life so full of shame and to say, can God really take away that shame from me? Would you look at me just for one moment? The answer is yes. God can take that away if you let him. You can actually walk out of those doors today and say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's because of his grace that he brought me through to where I am. And you know what? His grace is going to take me the rest of the way. And you can live that way if you want to. You know, the interesting thing about God is he always gives us a choice. Doesn't cost us anything to choose. Choice. Shame or not ashamed? Guilt or freedom in Jesus? And can I tell you what? I don't think anybody really wants to live in shame. The question is, can God really bring me out? After Adam and Eve sinned and they left the garden, God never left them. See, God wasn't, listen to me and I'll close with this, God wasn't confined to the garden. It wasn't that when they got kicked out of the garden, they were kicked out of the presence of God, because God wasn't confined to the garden. And the Bible says that God made them a covering. Remember, they made their own covering, but God made them a covering. Now, if God didn't care about them after they messed up, God wouldn't have bothered. But he did bother. He loved them enough to say, you know what? You messed up, but let's make things right. Now, we can't erase the mistake that you made. We can't erase the sin you made. Because it's always going to be right there. There's no way to take back that knowledge of good and evil. But I can show you I care about it, about you, by covering you. And I want you to know God still cares. And he'll forgive. Somebody asked me, did I think Adam and Eve are in heaven today? Look at me. Yep. Because God's always been about forgiveness and restoration. No matter how far we've fallen, no matter how far we've gone, no matter how deep, how dark, it doesn't matter. God still loves. And he is calling us today to live a life not ashamed. The choice is yours. So glad you joined us today, but you really should visit in person. Service times are at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 6 p.m. on Sunday night, and 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Located at 582 Rockingham Road. It's on Highway 5 across from Everdeen and in Bowles Falls. You can also visit our website at www.faithchristianag.com. God bless you. Have a great day.